You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Wow. Wow. Good morning. January the 24th, 2022. I don't know. In a business where we're paid to use words and come up with interesting and idyllic ways of describing them, all I can think of is, wow, what a football weekend, Rick DiPietro, and a good morning, and a how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. We deserved it, didn't we? After Wild Card Weekend, we deserved a weekend like this.
But you knew that you were going to get a better football weekend. In your wildest dreams, you couldn't have imagined you were going to get that.
No, not like this. Not like this. I mean, the only thing that would have made it better is if somehow, some way, Green Bay found a way to cover for us. That would have made it great. We even got a Knicks win yesterday. How about that?
How about that? Now, that won't last too long because they have a big one tonight in Cleveland, a game you can hear 7 o'clock on 98.7 ESPN. But you know what the amazing thing is, Rick? You're watching the games, and the first game was excellent. It wasn't sensationally played, but as far as drama and excitement, it had everything. Everything you could want, and it only got better from there. Saturday night had more. Sunday early had more. And Sunday evening had the most.
Well, look at the progression, right? Look at the progression. First game, we all love Joe Burrow. We don't trust Ryan Tannehill. That proved to be the case with the turnovers in that game, right? Joe Burrow took a beating, an absolute beating.
Like
Nine times. Somehow, I mean, Jamar Chase is a stud. Somehow, some way, they make it work. They win. Their kicker is, dude, for a rookie, ice cold, the kicker. That's all I got to say about him. Money Mac. And in fact, how about this one? He's on the sideline warming up before he has to kick the game-winning field goal, and he says after a couple practice kicks, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game. As a rookie.
Yeah, he knew it. Well, he's been great all postseason.
No, I know. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, as a rookie, Dave, you're on the sideline in this moment. A chance to get to the AFC Championship game, couple kicks on the sideline into a net, and you're like, yep, that's it. And then he didn't even watch it go through. He knew he struck it so good.
He turned and he walked away. But we saw, I mean, talk about great kicking. I mean, Robbie Gould was incredible.
Yep.
And Butker with, I mean, that's a big-time kick at the close of regulation. I mean, we saw incredible kicking outside of the Matt Gay going short on the 47-yarder, which was stunning. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen that before unless there's major wind.
But, Dave, that made that decision to go zero blitz. You're even blitzing off the slot. Knowing that the guy just left the 40, I mean, we're joking around. Very active show.
You
text.
Weren't.
Well, no, I was.
You were not. I mean, no, it was RJ, it was me, it was Ray, it was Hurley, and boom, 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 boom. And then I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I should go on the side and text Rick just a one-on-one to see if, in fact, he's okay. Because you were non-existent.
No, I heard you on Friday.
What do you mean?
You and the K-Show, you, Don, and Michael, Peter. Having a laugh at my expense. I heard it.
Well, here's the thing.
No,
couple things on this, okay? Firstly, I didn't bring anything up. Nothing.
They played along.
They brought, well, you know what? That's what you do. You play along, right? I was trying to subdue them with our pick and not let them jump all over it. But we didn't win our pick. But neither did they, so we're still all deadlocked. But here's the
thing. I'll take the blame for that one.
No, I love the Packers, too.
No, I like the Packers, too, but I also really like the Rams, but I let my feelings, my emotions. We should have done Rams, because the more I thought about it, well, especially because it felt like Wirfs, I mean, even if he played, he was going to be...
You see he needs surgery?
Dude, I mean, his ankle for a side, a guy that big, yeah. I mean, there was no chance, even if he did play, and they took advantage of that.
Can I just quickly bring this up? If you, and I think the guys would agree with me, and by the way, if I hear one negative take on anything from RJ the entirety of the week, shut up. I mean,
the way he handled this morning, I mean, we had one studio completely shut down, and he's like, oh, no big deal, guys. Just make sure you switch to the other connection. Like he's still in the euphoria.
Nirvana, he should be. He should be. But here's what I don't understand. Because doing the K-Show for me on Friday was not easy, right? Ben had a basketball game down in Pelham, driving back in traffic. Sherry's sitting next to me, got to you know, call into the K-Show and do the pick. If you're able to listen to the entire thing, why can't you call in and make the pick?
Listening and calling are two separate things. Having your earpiece in, listening to you so I know what we picked and what they picked, as opposed to...
You knew what we were going to pick.
I didn't know what they were going to pick.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
But you couldn't have waited till like a million tweets come out or texted the group and said, "Hey, what are they going with this week?" You had to listen live.
You're addicted. To you.
You're addicted is what you are.
No, I'm a friend of yours that likes to hear what you have to say. That's what I am. Sorry, I apologize for being a good friend. I won't let it happen again.
You know what? A good friend listens. A great friend would have said, "You know what? Let me call in. If you could listen,
I called in the week
call.
Before." I called in the week before and had to leave the ice.
Well, you're
I'm legitimately running a practice while you're making the pick. I'm running a practice, an outdoor freezing cold practice, while you're making the pick.
How old are the children you're working with?
It's Milo's team.
So it's six?
No, it's six, seven, eight.
Well, he plays with eight-year-olds?
Yeah, he's the young. Yeah, I mean, this is the kids we played yesterday. The majority of them were 2013s. He's a 2015.
All right, well, he's a young kid playing with older kids, and that's very impressive. The point is, you could have stepped away for 4 minutes to call the K-Show.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting anything.
No, you're deflecting because you were complicit with the whole let's make fun of Rick because he's got too much anxiety to make NFL picks.
Is it wrong? They said we were under the belief system that the reason that you guys don't have show wagers and make the picks is because I have an issue. And that's not the case. The case is we don't do it because you... And Chris, when he was on the show, were incapable. Chris would cheat, for lack of a better term, and you can't handle it. Is that true or is that incorrect?
No, it's very true.
Okay.
But they played you is my problem. Is they played you. It's because they knew it wasn't because you have a gambling problem, because you don't have a gambling problem anymore. But they wanted to back you into a corner because they know what happens when Dave Rothenberg gets backed into a corner. He lashes out, and that's exactly what you did.
Did you hear me scream at Don?
Yeah, finally. Eventually.
What do you mean finally? I attacked Don, and they're pathetic. Their whole take is, oh, it's not fair. We don't have time to choose and what to do. I mean, their take is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's excuses is what it is. And as happy as I was that RJ, you know, his team moved on, I was still disappointed that we didn't take a one-game lead.
Well, I will tell you this. The fact that RJ's team moved on, the worst-case scenario would have been at the Packers 1-3. Right,
that would have case.
That yes. would have been the worst, but that was some job by them. We'll get into every single game. We have Rex Ryan at 7:35. We have the Frenzy 7:15 around the league at 6:45. That was, I'm sorry, that was a gag by Green Bay,
big time.
They completely choked. And the more you watch the quarterbacks this weekend, the more I'm sorry, and I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's one of the greats of all time. You have to be tremendously disappointed on what he did on Saturday night.
No, you have to be. I mean, outside of that opening drive, right? I mean, outside of that opening drive. And then it just turned into, I mean, it was Aaron Rodgers throwing to Aaron Jones or Devontae Adams. That was it. That was it. Legitimately, that was their entire offense for most of the game. And, I mean, give their defense credit because it didn't feel like, it didn't feel like San Francisco was going to be able to score points until they blocked that stupid punt.
I don't think they would have. It's amazing to think because you had Joe Burrow and his stock goes through the roof. You have Josh Allen. You couldn't be more impressed with what he was able to do, even in a losing effort. You have Patrick Mahomes, 4 years, four AFC championship games. You love their chances to go back to the Super Bowl for the third straight year. And then you have Aaron Rodgers and you're up 10-3 and there's 5 minutes to go. You pick up two first downs and it's probably over. You go three and out. Then the punt gets blocked. You get the ball back. You figure, you know what? It's Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen does it. Joe Burrow does it. Patrick Mahomes does it. You need a field goal. And you go three and out again. So I'm sorry. He has to take a ton of the blame for what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He does. I mean, you heard, I mean, initially it was the special teams that let them down. But still, I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers. Everything, we talked about it on Friday. I mean, set up for him to, at the very least, get to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, you're only capable of scoring one offensive touchdown in that game. One, that's it?
On the first drive?
That was it. And the way that first drive looked, it's like, okay. I mean, I had my feet up. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Well, Jimmy G's getting intercepted down near the goal line. They're running horrendous plays.
That was the turning point, I think. That was the turning point in that game for San Francisco. You saw them do the same thing against the Rams coming out of the half. The fact that they blocked that, Jimmy G makes that bonehead play. Green Bay comes all the way down, and then they block that field goal going into halftime was huge for them.
And then the kickoff to start the second half, and all of a sudden you kind of felt the momentum change.
Yeah, Debo, he's so good.
The Packers have like 60 yards of offense in the second half?
Yeah, their offense was, again, I told you, I mean, it was Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams. That was it.
And the A.J. Dillon injury did them no favors?
None.
But still. But you know what? I'm sorry. I mean, you have who is considered to be the best quarterback in the entire universe. You got to be better than that.
Well, yeah, go on. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's probably going to win back-to-back MVPs against Jimmy Garoppolo. How about this? The Niners have won. So they won that last game to get into the playoffs, right, against the Rams?
Yep.
Okay, so they've won three straight elimination games on the road by a combined total of 12 points. And we're going to spend most of the show, I'm sure, talking about how good Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen
are. Oh, God.
In those three elimination games, Jimmy Garoppolo has thrown one touchdown and four interceptions.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown in the game.
One touchdown and four interceptions.
It's incredible.
They managed to win all three games.
It really is incredible because they have everything else working at such a high clip right now. They really do. Do you know how good the football was last night? A couple things I got to share with you today. Firstly, it was so good, I couldn't sleep. Like, I got into bed after the game. I was like, you know what? It's not that late. I still have a really good chance to get a decent sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I was wired. I didn't even really care. Like, I was just watching. I was rooting for Buffalo, but I didn't really care. It didn't affect me with them losing. It was so good, I couldn't sleep last night.
I got in big trouble last night. Big trouble.
So did I, but I'll tell you about that after. What was your trouble?
Well, no, because I did the same thing you did. I was watching it downstairs, and I was like, you know what? Let me pause this. Let me go up, because Cass wanted to go up. And I don't know how she does this, but she falls asleep, and I'm watching this go back and forth. I mean, that Tyreek Hill touchdown, I'm like, I start to scream for a second. I'm like, oh, no, don't get too loud. And then finally, I just had enough. Because I couldn't watch it by myself. I woke her up, and she was so mad at me.
No, see. No, see, you did the right thing.
Because that's what I thought.
She likes sports, right?
Yeah, but she was, you got to understand, though, her Bucks. Like, I didn't realize how invested she was into the Bucks. Oh, dude, she was
heartbroken over
that? Oh, my God.
Was she upset with the coverage on the Cooper Cup play at the end?
Yeah, she was MFing the call, the whole thing.
Boy, the Rams did everything within their power to lose that game, huh?
Yeah, they were trying to get that game away.
They tried their best. The game is over.
Over. And
Cooper Cup fumbles it.
Fumble.
Right? Then they get the strip sack. You're like, all right, it's over again. And then the next play, Stafford's not paying attention. They snap it to midfield, and all of a sudden, the Bucs jump on that. And then they don't score points on their final drive, and you have that stupid call. That's a ridiculous. I mean, you get a personal foul. It should not be post-possession.
Well, I guess because the ball hit the ground and the play was dead because it was incomplete, and then he hit him.
But it was still part of the play.
Listen. Letter of the rule.
But you agree with me that it's a stupid call.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
But then the game's over again. And then you're like, all right, Cam Akers will run it out. Then they fumble. I mean, my God, that was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, no, how about Mike Evans, too? Of all people, too, he beats deep for the touchdowns. It's Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, he had his way with Jalen Ramsey yesterday.
That's when you could start to feel it. That's when Cass was like, okay, we got a chance.
So you woke her up, and she's like, what did you wake her after the Tyreek Hill touchdown?
Yeah. Well, no,
so
you did
her a favor.
See, that's what I thought, but she didn't feel the same way.
I'll tell you what, if we're ever snuggled in bed late at night, playoff football going on, something like that happens, you notice, you're like, oh no, he's dozed off. Please wake me up.
Will you wear that that latex jacket that you're wearing today?
I got to be honest. You're a horrendous human being. First of all, you've seen me wear this sweatshirt a million times.
Never. It's a mock turtleneck.
Is that a mock? It's a hooded sweatshirt. Hooded sweat. It's a beautiful sweatshirt.
Looks like you're trying to cut weight.
I mean, and we just witnessed what we witnessed. And the first thing when we get on the Zoom is just going after the sweatshirt. How dare you?
I love that you muted. You muted the Zoom.
Yeah, I'm not here for that today. I'm in a good mood. My friend RJ is celebrating victory like we've never seen before. They go back to the NFC Championship game. You just discussed how bad their quarterback has been, and they still find a way. And the first thing you do, you're not going to bring me out of my good mood. I witnessed the greatest football weekend maybe in the history of the game, and you're going to take shots at my sweatshirt? I'm not here for it. I'm going to mute you. I'll go off the Zoom if I have to at some point today.
No, how dare you? You know I need the Zoom.
I will
do
it.
You know I need to see you on the Zoom.
I want to see you too, but I'm telling you, I will do it. And why you're... See, here is the thing. I don't know if you feel the way because I went after you a little bit on the K show or you're just in this kind of a mood or what it is, but you have your feelings hurt so badly and then you retaliate like this?
It's a full-on attack on Friday is what it was.
Not led by me.
Well, not led, but you joined in.
Well, because they were like, Rick has issues. Yes, you do.
Rick does have issues.
Are they wrong?
Well, I mean, a little bit.
Fridays of football season when we used to do the show in person and we'd be in the cafeteria getting our fruit and our oatmeal and all that kind of stuff. And I'd hear you going up to whoever, the person making the eggs, the woman ringing you up behind the counter.
That was Miss J, yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who do you
Love
like
John.
With the Rams and the Chargers this week? I'm like, what is he doing?
Well, how has the algorithm worked out for me? I've never lost the pick segment.
Well, that's
so it was
great.
Working out. I did my little football. Algorithm yesterday. Yeah. That. I just enjoy football. And when I make picks or I have to make a bet, I get so worked up that I don't enjoy watching it.
Okay. So the reason we don't do picks is why?
Well, because I just...
Because
I
of you.
Well, no, because... Yeah, it is because of me. I'll
right.
take that.
It's because of you. And that's all I said.
No, that wasn't all you said.
Well, that was the genesis of what I said. We don't do picks because of you. And if I made funny a little bit there, then so be it.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go.
When your coach believes in you that much, gives you the belief to go out there and do it and execute it.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking. Right side he wants. And a comeback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, when it's grim, be the grim reaper. We'll go get it.
And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg on 98.7. ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour, DPetro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. If you were going to get yourself into sports trouble this weekend in New York, this would have been the weekend to do it, because nobody cares, right? If the Knicks were going to have one of those horrendous losses, yesterday would have been the day. If Julius Randle was going to not address the media and embarrass himself yet again, yesterday would have been the day, because nobody cares. All we care about is the greatness of the NFL weekend.
That's it. That's it. You had a free pass. No, luckily for us Knicks fans, we actually went out and we won. We took care of business.
Which is great. Strong,
which is great. But no, I mean, you got, for football fans, even if you're not a football fan, like if you're just a casual fan of the NFL that will sit down and watch a game, I mean, you got a real, especially that last game, what a treat you got.
But they were all great. And really, like the first game was great. I thought the second game was better. The Brady-Stafford game was better. And then last night, you got
good. Yeah, that game was bad till it was good.
It was bad. It was awful. But then it got great. And also, you know, Brady involved 27-3 as opposed to 28-3. And then last night was like shrimp and lobster and filet mignon. Like it was as good as it gets.
No, I mean, you don't see quarterback play like that. I mean, that's two of the best in the game, just going back and forth, shot for shot.
Shot for shot.
Fight.
Yeah, no, it was great. It really was. It was just a phenomenal football game. Time now for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Again, just to set the table for you guys, 6:45 around the league, 7:15 the Frenzy, which should be fun this morning, and 7:35 Rex Ryan joins the show as he does every single Monday. So I know that people feel a way about it. I don't know what the answer is to fix it, but what's your take on this overtime? Because I know it's going to be a big topic all day long.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is, especially with that game last night, because you just felt like whoever got – I mean, you said it when Sherry was yelling at you to bring Alex up to bed. You said, no, don't worry, it's going to go in overtime. She said, no, it's going to go three or four overtime. You said, no, whoever gets the ball first is probably going to march down the field and score. So, yeah, it sucks that we didn't get a chance to see Josh Allen. But let's not forget, I mean, the same exact thing happened to Kansas City against New England.
That's right.
And they lost. And then after that loss, they actually took a new rule for the overtime to the competition committee, and they were shut down.
What was their rule they wanted?
Well, because they had that both teams should, regardless of a team goes down and scores,
both teams should get a chance
at least one possession, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they got shut down.
Which I would like to see.
I mean, it feels like, again, I know player safety and everything else, and you're trying to keep this thing fair, and the last thing you
want to do is keep... for playoffs?
No, I know. I understand what you're saying, but this is... that's exactly what we would want to see. And I'm sure in that moment, I mean, when you lose, the Bills right now wish they had at least one more chance with the football. But again, they come down and score. Now all of a sudden you're keeping these guys in the field, injuries and everything else. This is, there's still, two more games these teams, hopefully get to play. I think player safety is a part of it. I know I heard a bunch of people say, well, just play a 10-minute quarter. And that just a full 10-minute quarter, like a regular
right.
quarter, and then whatever the score is at the end. But it's an extra
You'd prefer to see that than this, though.
Well, yeah, if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, of course.
No, but regardless, like a 10-minute quarter, I don't know. I think it's more fair than what we have right now. You knew, and how about this stat? And you know this is going to be stolen by show after show after show. You know what Josh Allen was in calling the coin flip heading into that overtime last night on the year?
He was perfect.
9-0.
9-0.
Not 9-0.
Well, not only that. I mean, I was looking at some of the stuff. By the way, the rejoin, terrific job, RJ and Ray. But Andy Reid, when things are grim, be the Grim Reaper. Oh, how good is that?
That's great.
So with 13 seconds left in that game, the Bills had a 91% chance.
Which surprises
which
me.
Low, which seems low.
Right. I would have thought like 99.8.
No, 91. No? That's the beauty of Pat Mahomes. Like Patrick
so there's
Mahomes.
A one. I mean, if that was the Giants, it would have been 100%.
100%.
If the Giants were down three in that situation, what were the odds that they could come back? None. It's an impossibility. They could not come back and win
negative.
That game.
If they could give negative numbers, they would give negative numbers.
But you're sitting here telling me that there was a 1 in 10 chance that he was going to lead them into a field goal in two plays?
But again, Dave, it goes to show you when a team, first of all, they have, tons of talent. One of the best quarterbacks that we've ever seen, which is, obviously the most important thing.
He's gone to four straight AFC championship games.
But again, you mentioned earlier in the show, when you watch these teams play, you realize how bad New York football has been.
Yep.
What you also notice is that when a team has talent, they have a really good quarterback, but they're coached really well and they know how to execute. And, they had all their timeouts. I know it's only 13 seconds, but that first play call to Tyreek Hill was a great play call. No, and listen, boom, timeout. And then, Kelsey, I don't know how he's that open, but whatever, boom, and you're in field goal range. Like, when good players are coached well and execute the way those teams did down the stretch, I mean, it's beautiful to watch.
It really is. And when you have both, when you have players that are ultimately so competent coupled with coaches that do that, this is what you see.
Exactly right.
This is what you see. Let's take a listen to Andy Reid. Then we'll get to your calls on the overtime. 1-800-919-3776. Andy Reid, any advice for Patrick Mahomes before that game-tying drive with 13 seconds to go?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the Grim Reaper and go get it. He did that. He went, made everybody around him better, which he is great at. He just does it effortlessly. When it gets tough, he's going to be there battling. Players appreciate that.
You like that quote, don't you?
I
when
love
it's
Grimm,
be the Grim Reaper.
Love that quote.
What kind of defense is Buffalo playing?
No, they were gassed. They were gassed. Both
I understand you're gassed, but I mean, just allow 10 yards. You can't allow 20 yards to Tyreek Hill and then another 20 to Kelce.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, you could say the same thing about what are the Chiefs? What's the Chiefs defense doing?
On 4th and 13?
With Gabriel Davis. I mean, what are we doing?
Hey, who is that cornerback that fell down?
He put him in the...
Do you know who that was?
I felt so bad for him, man.
Please tell me that was DeAndre Baker.
No, it was not DeAndre Baker.
Oh.
That was another big loss for them, too. I mean, that was the first series of the game they lost.
What, Matthew?
They lost the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
To the concussion.
That was a big loss.
That was Mike Hughes. That was Mike Hughes, I think, that got all tripped up.
Mike Hughes. I mean, have you like watched it with just an isolated camera on him?
Yeah, he got all crossed up.
He fell over himself.
He fell right down, yeah.
He fell over himself. Nick in Staten Island. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
What's going on, guys? Long-time fan. Listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. Just want to say that this overtime rule, this game's going to go down in history for the change of the overtime rule, because there's absolutely no reason why Josh Allen shouldn't have had that ball going into after the overtime.
So, Nick, what do you want to see? You want to see a quarter or you want to see each team get a possession?
I think you should go to the college rules. Each
no,
team goes on the 20
no,
yard
that's
line.
Awful. No
that's
way.
Awful. No.
No.
It makes everything interesting. You
no,
know?
It's awful. It's not football anymore. It's not football anymore.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the rule. But here, okay, the rule got changed, right? The whole notion that before that whoever wins the coin toss can go down, kick a field goal, and win that's ridiculous. That's so stupid.
Especially now, right? You get to the 38, and you're in field goal range.
Especially now, exactly right. Especially now. But here's the other thing I'll say. You lose the coin toss. And I think in that moment last night, I think we all realized. Because, I mean, both defenses felt like they were gassed. The offenses were just clicking at a different level.
Whoever won the toss was going to win the game, yes.
Yeah. But, again, Buffalo has or is supposed to have the number one defense in the National Football League,
mm-hmm.
correct?
That's okay. correct. Well, they do. Not even supposed to. They do. They have the number one defense.
So just don't let them march down 75 yards and score a touchdown.
And then they
hold
couldn't
them
stop
to a field
them,
goal.
They couldn't. The one, see, that doesn't even upset me as much. The one that would have me sleepless for nights was the two plays into field goal range.
All of it. All of it.
Sleepless for nights. So, but your two options are each team gets a try or you play the quarter. Unless somebody calls it something better.
It's going to be, if anything, it's going to be each team, regardless of if the team with the ball first scores a touchdown, we'll have a possession. That's it.
And this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. DPHR Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, RJ says to me they could just do the Ravens thing. I don't know what that means. What is the Ravens thing?
So last year, and I don't expect this to pass, but it's just a different. You said a different way to look at it. Where Rick, have you heard about this?
The Ravens proposal from
So they want to have the winner of the coin toss. You flip the coin.
Yeah.
The winner places the football, right? That's all you get to decide. Down where you want it, whatever yard line on the entire field. What happens next is the team that lost the coin toss gets to decide if they want to play offense or defense.
Wait, so if you lose the toss, you are now guaranteed, if you want it, the football.
Yes. But
so you would have taken it at your own 1 yard line. No, I don't like that proposal, because you know what? They still would have gone down and gone 99 yards.
Yeah, I'd assume you take the ball no matter what. But if you take it at the 1 yard line and you go 3 and out, you punt it back. Now the game's over, basically.
Correct. But do you think that either team wasn't going to go 99 yards there in that situation?
Yeah, you were going to take the football.
Yeah, I don't like that proposal.
I don't know. Are you really taking the football though?
Yes.
On your own 1 yard line?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on.
On your own 1 yard line?
Yes. All you need is one play. You make one play, you get a first down, and now it's over.
Yeah, or if it just, I mean, just so happens that you, I mean, poor snap or whatever it is, you get, I mean, safety, game's over. I mean, there's safety, the game's over.
Safety, game's over. Holding in the end zone, game's over.
So, I just think they don't want the guys on the field for that much longer than they're already on the field because of the injuries and everything else. If you want to make it, you know, both teams get at least one shot, I'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine with that, too. How about both teams get one shot and you have to go for two?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Because if you're going to kick the extra point, that you're going to make, and then it's just going to go round and round and round.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Tyler in Tinton Falls. Tyler, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. We're doing great.
The first time getting through. So we had a beautiful game last night, top five, one of the best playoff games I've ever seen. And I was telling RJ that, you know, this is a team sport. It's inevitable for one side who is completely gassed to try to stop one of the best offenses of all time. And you're trying to establish that, oh, yeah, the overtime is fair for everybody when it's really not. I really think you should go to the college rules, get the ball
I hate the college rules, what they do.
We're never going to agree with that they should go to college rules. Get that out of your mind.
Everyone can call. Tyler, thank you for the call. If you're lined up on hold with the idea that you have is college rules, it is ridiculous.
The whole point of the overtime, too, is to accentuate or give the advantage to the most well-rounded team. The team that's good in all three phases.
And
of the game.
I guess to make it as fair as possible, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they want the best team to win, correct? Yeah, you want, I mean, at the end of it, the whole point of a Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, whatever it is that you want, hopefully, the best two teams competing to win the championship.
Right, in the fairest manner as possible.
Okay, so, I mean, part of being the best team is being good. And you saw it ended up costing Green Bay. The reason why they're not going on is because their special team stinks. So you want the team that has the best offense, the best defense, and the best special teams. So if you lose the toss, just don't let them march down 75 yards and score a touchdown.
Yeah, they couldn't stop them, though.
And if you do stop them, now all of a sudden all you have to do is kick a field goal to win.
That's right. That's right. But something's got to change, and I think this will be the impetus for that change.
Or better yet, don't let them march down in 13 seconds and kick a game-time
field goal. That's the one. That's the one. Two plays, 40 yards, 13 seconds. That's the one that keeps you up at night.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. It's time to go around the league.
Well, Around the League is always brought to you by the fine folks at Jackpocket. I feel like the entire show, Rick, has really been one giant version of Around the League. But that being said, let's start in order. How good, and we haven't even discussed this, because Allen was incredible. Mahomes was sensational. Rodgers was not good. But how good was Joe Burrow in that game on Saturday? 9 sacks, constant pressure, had no time to do anything, and still throws for 300 yards and leads his team to a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, he's a stud. He really is. I mean, his confidence, borderline arrogance, it permeates the entire team.
This is year two for him, right?
Yep, year two.
Year two, he's got them in the AFC championship.
Well, barely year two, too.
Right, because he didn't even make it half the season last year.
So this is the first half. This was the Tennessee Titans' first half. They allowed 7 rushing yards, had 5 sacks, 8 quarterback hits, and 4 tackles for losses.
And trailed.
And they,
right, wasn't it? Weren't they trailing 9-6 at the half?
9 sacks and you lose.
Oh, unbelievable. Here is Joe Burrow on sacks, and you got to take him for his word. It didn't affect him.
No, stuff like that's going to happen. We've been really good the last 5 weeks on protecting the ball, and you know, sometimes stuff like that's going to happen. I thought defense did a great job responding. That was really the key to the game.
Their defense did play well, actually.
But just take the sack, though. That's it, right? Just take the sack. Yeah, it sucks you're taking a sack. It's a negative play. But just don't compound the issue by, you know, making a stupid throw or fumbling it.
Well, he's got that. He doesn't do that. And then you mentioned...
Let me ask you a question about that game. And I know it was on Saturday. Remember the sequence where they went for it on fourth down, where Tennessee went for it on fourth down?
Oh, what, those awful play calls?
What are you doing? Why just give the ball? If you're going to give Henry the ball on fourth down, why not give him it on third down, too?
Well,
what are you trying
to... They kept Ryan Tannehill with the ball on,
yeah,
on third
down. Yeah, he pulled
it.
Yeah, that
was all. There was some... And how about the one last night? Now, this gets lost because of how great the game was and they won. But the Chiefs, they bring in, like, the third string tight end to run the option to Jerick McKinnon?
I know.
I mean, it was staggering McKinnon, how bad that play was.
McKinnon's been a nice pickup for them, too.
Great pickup. It just goes to show you. I mean, Dante Foreman, Jerick McKinnon, right? I mean, last week it was Deshaun Vaughn. You can find running backs anywhere.
Speaking of running backs, so I saw this weekend. The running backs from the 2017 draft. You ready for this? Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, Austin Eckler.
Wow.
James Conner, Chris Carson, Matt Breida, Marlon Mack.
Pretty good. Pretty good running back draft. Can we continue?
Yeah, we can look. Yeah, let's continue.
All right. Evan McPherson kicks the, what was it, a 52-yarder at the buzzer. No stress, no pressure. Here's Joe Burrow on McPherson, confident in the final kick.
Give a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, right before he went out there to kick it. And when you have a kicker, I mean, we knew exactly what we had as soon as he walked into the building in camp, and we just saw how he carried himself. You know exactly how a kicker is going to perform when, obviously, everyone at this level can kick.
They drafted him in the fifth round. He better be good.
Oh, he's good.
He's not good. He is great.
No,
he's been
fantastic.
Great this postseason. Sensational this postseason. Did you see who deflected the football away on the final interception from Ryan Tannehill, by the way?
Yeah, that was Eli Apple.
Oh, yeah. It was. The great Eli Apple with that deflection. All right. So then we turn our attention to the night game, and that is Niners-Packers. Looks like this is almost over, right? Niners had their chances, couldn't capitalize. Garoppolo gets picked off. They had another third and fourth down sequence that were very questionable. But in the end, as all the quarterbacks for the most part were able to this weekend, Aaron Rodgers was not able to get things done. Here he is on the loss on Saturday night.
You know, disappointed in the offense. 10 points, obviously not enough. The defense, man, played outstanding. Special teams obviously hurt us. You know, taking points off the board, giving them points. But offensively, scoring 10 points, never good enough. Felt good about the first drive, went down, right down, scored. You know, had a good drive going the second drive, board turnover, and then just didn't put a whole lot together after that.
Don't you wish that he would just
a whole lot? Didn't put a whole lot together. You put nothing together.
Nothing. You had 50 yards in the second half.
Well, I mean, just after that fumble, I mean, you had three and out. I mean, punt. It's just, and then you got the field goal blocked. And Jimmy G gave you a gift at the end of that half. Gift.
Oh, my God. What a terrible throw that was.
Ugh.
How did they want, what was it, a holding call there?
Yeah.
They got backed up into that, like, second and 19?
Trent Williams, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
so,
made some,
I'll say, RJ,
I don't know how you were sitting. You said you were sitting down. Like, some of the throws that he actually completed that, like, to the outside that just felt like they were just hanging in the air to be intercepted, I would have been having a nervous breakdown.
Well, there were a couple of plays, and I'm sure you could picture them in your head, where if the corner...
was looking.
Has, like, inside leverage and drives on the ball.
Well, he went to the outside that one time.
there's a lot that went their way.
I can't believe you were sitting. Did you nap at any point during the game?
That was for one play I was sitting. I happened to be sitting for a punt.
Stop it. Who sits during that?
Sometimes
this is,
you can't tell.
As emotional as it gets.
Listen, to be fair to RJ, sometimes you can't tell whether he's sitting or standing.
Oh. That's nasty. So now you just got to go after Santiago at some point to finish the... The around the horn.
No, Santiago's my guy. It's my Thursday Open guy. I don't go after Santiago.
We'll wait on it. We'll wait on it.
Yeah, he'll go after you, Santi, at some point. Here is Matt LaFleur on the block punt as RJ was sitting.
I think there was more than just that play. I don't know exactly what happened. I'll have to go back and take a look at the tape. But we had two blocks in this game, and that obviously played a big part in us coming up short.
I'll tell you what, you didn't block the guy right up the middle. That's what happened.
Yeah, don't even get me started. I mean, as bad as that was, we're still covering that game. As long as you can just get the punt off.
Punt it, 48-yard line. They're not going down the field and scoring the touchdown.
No.
But it happened, and they picked it up. And I'm pleased for RJ.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
All right. Well, he's a good fan, and I'm pleased that he got it. Yesterday, early, I mean, back and forth. The Rams did everything in their power to not win that game. But late stages, long plays to Cooper Kupp, and the Rams get out of there with a win.
Well, not having Tristan Wirfs was huge.
Crushed him.
Crushed him. And then, well, I mean, Wells is banged up. He was on the injury report all week. You could tell, like, he wasn't, like, he was getting pushed back and wasn't putting weight on his leg.
And he stinks, too. And when he's healthy, he's not good. What? He's terrible.
It was funny about those games yesterday. It was like the Rams were trying to give the game away, and then when you watch the Chiefs versus the Bills, like, both of those teams are trying to snatch the game away.
Yeah, and that brings us to the game yesterday. We've discussed it probably the most, and we'll continue to in the 7 o'clock hour. It had everything. It had offense. It had record setting. It had excitement. It had the quarterbacks. It had the drama. It had overtime. It had frustration in the overtime rule. I mean, that really, Rick, is one of the greatest games we've seen in the history of football.
No, it was amazing. It really was. The back and forth, the amount of talent. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the show, when you have that kind of talent, that's, you know, well-coached talent that can actually go out there and execute. I mean, that's fun to watch. That's how football's supposed to be. I mean, that's how it's supposed to look.
But. Yeah, I didn't remember that's what it's supposed to look like. But in fact, it is. Here's Josh Allen. I feel awful for him. On the Chiefs scoring with 13 seconds left in regulation.
It's disappointing right now. It hurts right now. And, you know, you can say it's going to be better. We're going to learn from this. And it's very cliche, and nobody wants to hear that. But I truly believe that this unit will learn from this. You know, we've got a pretty young squad. A lot of guys coming back next year. And we just got to use this as fuel for the fire.
Do you think he goes missing for, like, a couple days?
I would.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I give that kid tons of credit, man. He is... They ask him to do so
everything.
Much for that team.
Everything.
So much. Here's the other thing, though, with them. You say what you want. I mean, it felt like, you know, this was the year where they were slaying dragons, right? Like, they beat up on the Patriots and everything else. This was going to be next after they lost last year. It's only going to get harder for them. Mahomes isn't going anywhere.
Nope.
You got Burrow now getting some experience in the AFC Championship game. Herbert.
Mac Jones with another year under his belt.
So it's not going to get easy.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what, that AFC is... Oof. Enjoy that.
And who knows where Rodgers ends up? I mean, Rodgers could end up in the AFC.
Good. Let him go to the AFC, too.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Milo had the game in Mamaroneck, and as I'm walking out, the guy looks at me and he's like, "Oh my God, it's really you." I was like, "Oh my God, it's you." He lives in the same house as the infamous Stench from Mamaroneck.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you?
Stench in Mamaroneck.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Bennett.
Oh my God.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
There is no better tweet than the tweet that Don put out to describe who Don LaGreca is. Anyone else lose Oilers flames on direct
on 98.7 ESPN.
The big 7 o'clock hour, DPetro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I was actually just telling RJ and Ray, and I think you'll agree that this is completely true. We are exactly on the air who we are off the air. To a T, right? Like, I am a psychotic fan. Take it so seriously, it affects my life. You are neurotic and crazy, and everything makes you nuts and lose composure, right? Don is the hockey, I love it, crazed fan. Like, we are exactly who we seem to be on the air, off the air.
Yeah, but isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people that just, like, they do their job, and then they go home, and they're now their real person.
Yeah, they put on a show.
Right?
Do you not believe
that in this industry there are not more than a handful of people who this is entertainment for them, and then when they turn off the mic or the camera, they're not the same?
Majority, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not us.
No, absolutely not. Oh, there's no secrets with us. What you hear is what you get. You hear probably too much sometimes.
But how often do you get asked, like, away from the show, like, is he really like that? Like,
all
nobody
the time.
Could really be like that.
All the time. Is he making these stories? No. No, Dave, everything you hear about Dave, the stories he tells are 100% true.
100% accurate.
And unfortunately, you can't hear some of the other stories, which are probably a little bit crazier, but no. I mean, this is...
I got a lot of stories.
You get all of it.
You get it all. And I think that's what makes you kind of love people at this station. Yeah, no, I told you earlier today that Alex got in trouble. I got yelled at. Why isn't he going to bed? You said he'd be in bed by now. And I screamed up, it's overtime. Oh, it's a... And you know what the thing is? I get the response of, it's always overtime. It's always one more play. It's always this. It's always 30 seconds. It turns into half an hour. It's always that. But I fought for him last night. I thought I had to. It was the right
move
as the dad.
And
I got I got him to watch the rest of the game, but I turned to him and I told him, I said, I swear to God, if I hear you tell mom one thing this morning about you're tired, you don't feel well, you have a headache, you're nauseous, you fight through it and you get through the day. And I just texted him at 7:01, capital letters, do not complain to mom about being tired. Yes, coach.
You handle it perfectly. There's no other way to handle that. He's already 15 minutes past. I mean, he's witnessing.
He's witnessing one of the greatest games. How great is this, by the way? He didn't even care who wins. And he turns to me and goes, Dad, my heart is racing out of my chest. I said, yeah, because you're in one of the moments.
That's the beauty of sports. That game last night is why we love sports.
This entire weekend, right? This is why you endure all the crap. This is why you watch the Giants who can't move the ball and the Jets who are inept and the Knicks what they do and all your teams that are so bad. Because when it's right and when it's good, this is the byproduct of that.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, this is why you endure the bad officiating, your team stink, whatever it is, whatever the problem is, you endure it. Even a bad wild card weekend.
And it was.
And it
was. It was a lousy wild card weekend. It was.
It was. But you got, I mean, we were talking about this last week. You got the games that you wanted to see. And they lived up to it. They did. Now, I mean, Green Bay's offense didn't live up to the hype. I mean,
But the game was great.
But the game was great.
The ending was tremendously exciting.
Everything surrounding that game, though, was perfect. I mean, it's in Lambeau, right?
It's Lambeau. It's 0 degrees. It's freezing cold. The snow starts to fall at the end of the game. It had everything. It really did. This was the. I mean, you had a game decided by the road team walk off field goal. You had the next game, same exact thing. You had the next thing, same exact thing, and then you had the greatest offensive show you've ever seen in the final 2 minutes that goes into overtime, 42-36. You could not have asked for a better football weekend.
I'll tell you what. I know sometimes we get stuck in the moment. Where it's, I think you heard a lot of this last night. That's the greatest playoff game we've ever seen.
I won't go that far,
no,
but I will
either.
Say that's the greatest weekend of football I've ever seen.
Okay. Here's what I will say, though. I would be hard-pressed to imagine from now till I eventually pass that I'm going to see anything. Forget just the game, because the game was awesome. But the quarterbacks in the final 2 minutes going back and forth the way that they did. 15 to 20, 290 yards and 4 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes in overtime. I would be hard-pressed to believe you're going to see that again.
I would agree with that.
Because that's special. I mean, that's we call it bad defense, whatever you want to call it. That back and forth was ridiculous.
And by the way, you know who freaked me out last night? Tony Romo. I'm watching the game. The throw to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Game over. And I'm like, all right, Alex.
Why is this
like,
taking
wait
so
a minute.
Long? I know.
He's like, wait a minute. That's not a touchdown. I'm like, wait a it's
oh.
It's not a touchdown.
Catch.
And then I watch it again. Like he's like, if you watch, he only has 1 foot down. And
the
I
left
watch
foot.
Like,
the left foot.
Like, what is he talking about? Right?
Did he bobble it? Did he bobble
like,
it?
And then he's like, no, it's going to be a touchdown. Of course it's a touchdown. Yeah. It couldn't have been more obvious.
Nance was like, it's a touchdown, Tony. Relax, please. You're making way too much money.
He's like, the producer's like, Tony, if you keep them here for another 45 seconds.
He's another one, too, whose hair is going in the opposite direction, too. Every time I turn the TV on, he's got more hair.
Who, Romo?
Romo. Every time. Him and Breeze.
Well, Breeze is just like, it's Benjamin Button here.
It's amazing. It's thicker every time I see him.
No, he almost didn't have hair.
Dave, at the end, it was gone almost.
And now it's lustrous. It's thick. He's running his hand through it.
I mean, he's got a young child's hairline now.
No, it really is. Well, speaking of a young child, let's bring in Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. I tell you, man, I got a couple of years on you guys. A weekend like this with football was just amazing. I go back to the Kellen Winslow San Diego overtime game, Christmas Eve, Dolphins.
That was a great game. That was the hook and lateral, right? In the first half.
Yeah, Ed Podolak. You go on and on. Giants 58 championship game. You know, it's just amazing. But I got to get to the Bill game. And you know what? I know I'm nitpicking. The three games prior, all were decided on special teams. Guess what? McDermott blew it after they took the lead with 13 seconds to go. And once again, I know I'm nitpicking. He should have never kicked the ball in the back of the end zone. He should have kicked it inside the five, make them return it, make sure they cover the kick, take 4 or 5 seconds off the clock, and they can have one time to run one play. By kicking into the back of the end zone, as crazy as it sounds, they gave them the full 13 seconds with the timeouts and home with the ball. It's too much time. It was crazy.
Is that amazing? 13 seconds, too much time.
Well, but again, that's
it's nuts, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. We're so used to bad coaching, though. But you got to give them the credit, too. I mean, they had all their timeouts left just in case. I mean, that's why the middle of the field was wide open for them.
Well, no, that's true. It's just the whole thing, the way it played out. And how about the Bengals? I know they were probably a year away from really making a run. But, man, this AFC, the quarterbacks, the competition.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're lucky the Giants are in the NFC. Because my Jets, with these teams and these quarterbacks, man, oh, man. Douglas better just wish on his stars that he gets the draft right, because they got so much to catch up on these teams. It's amazing.
You better hope Cincinnati doesn't fix that offensive line.
Thanks for the call, Ira. Doesn't that have to be their? I mean, the only thing
that they
look at this offseason.
Yes, only thing.
I mean, whatever it takes. And you got to think that if you're a free agent and you're deciding between Cincinnati and another legitimate team, Cincinnati's a very attractive place to go now, isn't it?
Yeah, you're attracted. I mean, what they have on the offensive side of the ball is silly. It really is.
But think about the NFC now. So Rodgers, if he stays in the NFC, is older. And he's still great, but he's older. Brady, if he doesn't retire.
But it's not even just Rodgers, man. Well, I mean, they're 40 over the cap. Like, what are they doing? I mean, Devontae Adams is a free agent. Like,
but
what?
My point, like, when you look at the quarterbacks, like, Rodgers could go to the AFC. Brady could be done, or maybe there's one more year. Wilson is, who knows where he winds up. Like, there's, I mean, you could really have not great quarterbacks in this conference.
Yeah. The NFC is changing with that position. We'll see where those guys end up. I mean, it sounds like Russell Wilson, I mean, who knows? I mean, he's
we don't know.
Like, one report you read, he's staying. The other report is he wants to test the market, see where he could end up. Rodgers, who knows?
We don't know.
Want to be a part of a rebuild. Can they bring, I mean, how much talent can they bring back? Who are they going to lose?
Well, they got to keep Devontae if they're going to keep Rodgers. Can they afford to do that?
Oh, yeah, they franchise. I mean, he's best. I mean, Derek Carr's his best friend. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the offseason.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Is Rex ready? RJ, is he ready for us?
Ready.
Oh, this is sensational. All right, Rex. So we couldn't have had a better weekend than we did in the NFL. The lead I want to have with you here. You're one of the best defensive minds we've seen in the NFL. How do you allow, in two plays, the Chiefs to get into field goal range to tie the game and win it in overtime? What did they do wrong? What would you have done differently? How does that happen?
Well, first off, how do you not squib the kickoff? And what I mean is hit the ball on the ground, and that's why you don't hit a pop-up kick because they can fair catch it. No time comes off the clock. You hit a squib, you make them feel the ball. Even if the returner gives himself up, all right, you're talking at least 3 to 4 seconds off the clock, all right? And then you can play your defense, the last play of the game defense that you had on the field, all right, in that moment. But no way do you do what you did defensively in that situation with 13 seconds and, oh, by the way, 3 timeouts. He took the ball. Nobody was in there. And 2 immediate shots right down the field. And then they call timeout, kick a darn game-winning field. It was stupid. It was, like, absolutely crazy. And here's the thing. Leslie Frazier, this is the number one defense in the National Football League. And Leslie Frazier's done a great job as a defensive coordinator. Okay, interviewed for the Giants and all that, and rightfully so. And Sean McDermott's a really good football coach, but they absolutely blew this game. Blew it.
It's funny, Rex, because we were listening before you came on. We were listening to Sean McDermott after the game, and he said, when asked that question about, you know, whether or not you squib it, he said, lack of execution, and we'll leave it at that. So, I mean, that for me is that there was a miscommunication, whatever. That was what was supposed to happen, and it didn't.
Well, it's exactly what should have happened.
Yeah, exactly right.
It actually should have happened, and that's on you as a head coach. I mean, you make dang sure, hey, guys, we're squibbing this darn thing. All right, and look, he's no different. This guy right here was a defensive coach.
Yep.
So you know, like, he's got to be thinking the same thing. I should have been. Hey, let's knock some time off it right here, and the game's over. I can play my last play on defense, and the thing's over. They'll never have a chance to kick a field goal. No chance at all. And it just it blew me away. Absolutely blew me away. But that wasn't the only dumb call by defensive coaches over the weekend. I mean, we saw several, and Todd Bowles is on that list too.
Yeah, explain that to me, please. You have to explain. I mean, you saw Matt Gay come up short from 47 yards. You tie this thing up, and then we're going. Now listen, I don't want to hear Levante David didn't get the call. He didn't blitz. Whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
I don't care. You call zero blitz and then put, I mean, the best wide receiver in football one-on-one with the safety?
Yeah, no, absolutely atrocious. There's no way. Look, last time, remember I went crazy on Greg Williams. Greg Williams is a great defensive coach or whatever, but it was the dumbest call I'd ever seen against the Raiders. Last play of the game, they're running cover zero.
The greatest call ever, Rex. That was the great. We're trying to lose that game, Rex.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's right, for Trevor Lawrence, by the way, which we never got.
Which you didn't even get.
All right,
yeah.
Now, okay, so here, I mean, that was horrendous. Well, guess what? Todd Bowles did the exact same thing. Exact same thing. And it's like, it's just like, what are you doing? And there's an old thing, and I get it with Levante David never got the call. There's an old adage. If you're going to run zero blitz, you rather be early than late. Why? You saw it exactly why. All right? You have to, and what that means, I don't care if they know you're coming. All right? Obviously, it doesn't make sense in this moment, the last play of the game type moment. You don't run cover zero. Absolutely not. And by the way, the quarterback you're running cover zero against only was the best in the National Football League against the blitz. Like, it was crazy. As soon as they did it, I'm like, oh, my God. It just blows me away.
Well, and Stafford, too, Rex, to your point, Stafford said after the game, too, he could tell, like, he saw it. He knew it was coming, and it was just a matter of just getting the ball out and giving Kupp a chance to go catch it.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing. Guys, they have what they run like a switch release, but either way, basically they run a vertical by the point man, the man that's on the line of scrimmage, which is Cooper Kupp, and they're running a deep in route by the outside receiver. That's who the ball goes to. So 99 out of 100 times, at least, the ball goes to the in cut. All right? I've never seen, literally, in this pass concept, I've never seen the vertical shot, the clear, that guy get the ball, unless you play cover zero like a bunch of, I don't know what the heck.
It was amazing.
You say it is. Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
And you know what?
Pressure breaks pipes. I just think that in those in that moment when it's pressure, sometimes you go back and, hey, let's do this. Well, that's not appropriate at that time, man. Like, come on. They're in the game situations are so different. And here's one where it just was an absolute disaster.
It really was. Rex Ryan with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Rex, we saw unbelievable quarterback play this weekend. I mean, Brady was good. We saw Stafford was exceptional. Burrow, under that kind of duress, sensational. And then, not even to mention Josh Allen and Mahomes last night. But one guy I leave off of that is Aaron Rodgers. And I've been very defensive of Rodgers over the years. I can't do it today. I can't.
No.
Ten points? I mean, that's an embarrassing loss. That's a bad loss. That stays with him now.
Well, it does, and I knew the matchup was going to be bad. He doesn't fare well against that style of defense. So I actually took the Niners in this game, but it was but I never expected this kind of performance out of Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's amazing though. I mean, I always go back to the drafting of Love. I call him the Love Broker. All right. After a championship game, you got to go for it. You got to be all in and go for it. The Packers did just the opposite. They talked about the future. They're going to, you know, draft this Jordan Love, a scout team quarterback in essence. All right. Made no sense. Could this team have used Justin Jefferson? At that moment? Like, I think they could have.
Well, you saw yesterday, Rex.
So I think they got exactly what they deserved.
Well, I mean, you saw it yesterday. It was, I mean, it was Aaron Jones or Davante Adams. That was it.
Yeah, because they roll their coverage to Davante Adams. You're never going to give a one-on-one situation to that guy. And they were smart. And that's what you got to do. And they don't have anybody else that you know, threatens you. And that's what we've been saying when they never drafted a guy. And to me, it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. But the fact he's going to leave with one Super Bowl championship is beyond me. And here's the thing, guys. Jimmy Garoppolo, he may end up playing in more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers. Think of that.
Which is amazing, too, because every time he threw the football, I mean, there were some throws to the outside that you're holding your breath that they don't get picked off.
Okay, guys, hold up. Now, let's look at this. Would you classify that arm as a pea shooter arm?
It's not great.
Yeah,
no. Well, it's the same thing as that kid in New England. When you get to this, to cold weather games, December and January football, the guys that have these kind of arms can't make the throws outside the numbers. That was Garoppolo. He should have thrown three picks in that game. All right. That's why I said, what it look like with the kids with the bazooka for an arm?
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matt Stafford. All these guys have the NFL arm talent. When you don't have it, Jimmy G doesn't have it. Jimmy G is really accurate in between the numbers. All right. Anything outside the numbers, he's horrendous. And why in the hell they kept throwing over there is beyond me too.
But damn, is he handsome, Rex. That's really what
I got to give it to him. He's a handsome dude.
He's a handsome SOB.
Rex, so you mentioned it. Yeah, I mean, you kind of dropped that little nugget in there. So you think this is it for Aaron in Green Bay?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He wouldn't have gone through all the stuff he went through in the offseason for it not to happen. It gave him a whole season to try to smooth things over with the organization. He'll be in the Ring of Fame, Hall of Fame, all that type of stuff. He'll go in as a Packer, you know, if it was baseball. But at the same time, he's leaving. This team's $40 million over the salary cap. And if they sign you back, they're $40 million over. And by the way, Davante Adams is a free agent. So good luck. He's not going to stay there. He'll end up leaving. And it's funny to me, though, because everybody says, well, his destination is Denver. He's definitely going to Denver. What, so he can be the third best quarterback in the division?
Yeah, why not the Colts or Tennessee or one of those? I mean, you don't think Tennessee would love to have him?
Oh, my God. It'd be fantastic if he went there. But you're right, because I think he's got to be careful where he goes. Now, I get it. Denver's set up. They got a really good defense. All right, and they got a lot of these, you know, top receivers. But, you know, the thing that's alarming to me is, look, Aaron Rodgers is the best. If you can protect the quarterback, his arm talent's still amazing. All right, in the win rate, if all of his linemen won in pass protection, number one quarterback in the league, 31 touchdowns to one interception. If one guy never won on his pass blocking thing, he had the 26th rated QBR in the league. So let's you know, look at it that way. You better protect this guy if you expect to have these kind of results.
Rex, we got to run in a second, but I just wanted to ask you this because we don't speak to you before, obviously, the games this coming weekend. And I know we're off these games from this past weekend, but I just want to look ahead quickly. Can Cincinnati keep this game close against Kansas City?
They can keep it close because Kansas City's defense is not good, but I don't think they can win it.
All right, why wouldn't you ask him that question? Why wouldn't you ask him about the overtime rule before we let him go?
Rex,
I'm sorry. I left it for you. I was trying to be a good teammate. Yeah. I figured, let me look ahead. Let me take one for the team, and then you would close it out on the overtime rule. I didn't realize you'd sell me out, as you've been doing since we went on the Zoom this morning before the show.
I'm sorry, Rex. The guy's wearing a latex jacket. I think he's trying to cut weight.
Sorry, Rex.
But, here's the thing.
Sniper.
I don't think the overtime rule needs to change, and I'll tell you why. You don't have to be horse poop on defense, all right? There's an advantage. If you kick off and you can hold a team to 3 points or less, which you should be able to do, they don't have to drive 75 yards on you to score a touchdown. So to me, I don't think there's anything wrong with the overtime rules. All right. And I'm taking it from a defensive perspective. Look, I get it. We all want to see Josh Allen get the ball. Okay. So let's say he gets the ball back. He's going to go down, score a touchdown, right? And then, you know, when's it going to end? When Kansas City gets the ball back and only has to kick a field goal? So to me, no, you don't have to be, you know, terrible on defense. You don't have to give a team 75 yards and score a touchdown. I'm sorry. You don't have to do that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. In fact, I think sometimes an advantage to kick off in overtime, I would always take the ball because you can score a touchdown. But if all you have to do is stop them. And if you stop them or hold them to a field goal, you get the ball back with a chance to win the game. And if they kick the field goal, you have four downs all the way to that point. So there's an advantage that way. And to me, I know everybody's going to be like, we want to see Josh Allen. We want to see Josh Allen. Well, if you want to see Josh Allen, play more football, then handle your 13 seconds, your last 13 seconds. And in overtime, if you do have to go back out there, how about this? It's a new thing. How about you stop somebody?
Yeah, they couldn't do it. Rex, listen, I'm sorry you had to see the infighting on the show. We appreciate you. We love the podcast with Bart, Organized Chaos, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, look forward to it, guys.
Great stuff. That, of course, Rex Ryan. How dare you?
Like a sniper.
I'm trying to set you up like a point guard. You know what? You're a Knicks fan. You probably wouldn't know what a point guard does.
I have no idea.
What is he doing?
What is this point guard position?
I left it for you. And how about the fact? And I got you, RJ. We'll get to the Super Box winner in just a second. In just a moment. But how about the fact that you go, why would you ask that question? Why wouldn't you ask him about the overtime rule? Why did you have to go after me? Why didn't you just ask him on your own about the overtime rule?
Because I thought that was the last question.
Because you needed to go after me. That's what you needed to do in
I
that
thought
moment.
It was the last question.
No, I'm trying to stick to wrap it, and then
you know how much
done.
You know how
amazing.
Much I can't wait for the crosstalk. I don't want to cut into the crosstalk.
I will not cut into the crosstalk. How dare you?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.